Mad Tower Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Mad Tower Radio. We missed you. We missed being here, you know, and finally the fucking holidays are over and I can get back to doing what I really care about instead of, you know, seeing my family and friends and all that. Fuck that. I want to make a YouTube channel, you know?
Yeah, it's a triumphant return on the first day of the new year. I feel like I'm 1,000 years old. My hips fucking sore from driving 14 hours back. Jeez.
Yeah, so the entire United States South was like fucking blanketed in fog, and it was just chaos trying to come back home. Really, really and truly, the only thing I wanted to go home for was to do this ghost hunt.
Ghosts.
Yeah, so we were hyping it up last year, talking about, oh, we're gonna go ghost hunting in December, we're gonna go ghost hunting, blah 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 blah. And we actually fucking did against all odds, you know. There was a couple times that I was like, fuck, I hope this doesn't fizzle out. I hope we, like, get enough stuff to actually make a fucking ghost hunting video on. And I definitely think we did.
My absolute fear that we were going to go out to location, spend the entire day there, and nothing was going to happen. Not a single, like, worthwhile anything.
Yeah.
But just, it was a good time.
Just video of like us dicking around on a bridge and all that shit. So, yeah, we don't got anything crazy. We don't have any wacky ghost stories or goblins hiding out in the woods or anything like that. So, unfortunately, Ryan wasn't able to make it to the ghost hunt. He had a little wee bit of a tummy ache. And so we're going to take this episode to fill you guys and Ryan in on the events of the ghost hunt, since we're working on the video. It might be another week or two before it actually comes out, since we're all, you know, back to work and back to normal life now that the holidays are over. But we're cranking it out, don't worry.
It's also a easy transition back for the rest of us.
Yep. Yeah, because I was like, I did not have time to research about the fucking goblins of fucking Lost Cave or some shit while I was driving 14 hours down here with my wife and my cats in the car. It was just ridiculous. I was like, we'll just talk about the ghost hunt.
So if we're getting right to it, Dan, break it down. What got you to select our first hunt as the Airtight Bridge?
Yeah, so we went to a place called Airtight Bridge, and Ryan knows a little bit about the location because we were all planning it together, but one, it's public, you know. Everyone, I was like, yo, what are some good ideas for a ghost hunt? And I was asking my friends and asking my family, and immediately everyone is like, oh, there's this abandoned so-and-so on this side of town, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, there's this asylum. Okay, one, it's not abandoned. Okay, somebody is there. Somebody's watching that place. And somebody's going to fucking call the cops if they catch you fucking around in there, you know?
That's true.
Like, I don't have enough street cred as a ghost hunter to, like, call up town hall and be like, hey, can I fuck around in the old shutdown Coca-Cola factory or some shit? Like, it's not going to happen. And I'm not fucking breaking in anywhere on my first ghost hunt.
Hunt one, like, I want something easy. I want something that's not going to, like, jump out the walls and punch me.
Yeah.
You know, so I was like, oh, just Googling it. I was like, haunted places in Illinois. And this bridge stuck out to me because it's in the middle of nowhere, man. Like, I shit you not. This place was so fucking, like, deserted, desolate. It was crazy as shit.
Yeah, Ryan, you,
I saw some of
the... You evaded having to sit in the car for, like, 3.5 hours going to the dead hell center of Illinois where nothing happens.
That was I saw some of the pictures of, the Google map pictures, and I was like, man, this reminds me of the drive back to college. Ain't nothing on those roads. Fuck. And then I saw the picture of the... I saw some of the footage then, and, had, acquired there, and I was like, that place is really, ain't nothing out there.
No, terrifying. There's nothing out there. Like, we wanted to set the mood, you know, get a little bit of atmosphere going, and so when we were mapping it, I was like, oh, you know, we'll just take the back roads. Like, I can't really see out of my fucking mirrors anyway with all the fucking gunchers in the back of my car. Like, I'm gonna just take the back roads and not worry about it. And, you know, there's back roads, and then it's like back roads. Like, the only people that ever drive on this road are people that live back here.
We were hitting the unpaves, yeah, before we got to the Love bridge.
It. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. We found this fucking cursed ass house out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh my god, this is the next location.
That's what everyone was saying.
I will never go back.
Like, dude, we should go check this out. And I'm like, we should like get the fuck back in the car.
We should all get the fuck back in the car.
Like, it was like windows blown out and like all sorts of fucking wild shit. It was nuts, man. Hold on. I'm pulling up a picture right now.
That was a moonshiner's house, bro.
It was fucking wild. Look at this shit.
You actually got a picture of the... Oh my gosh, dude. Demons live there, chief.
Nothing
but corn as far as the eye can see. Mm-mm. Just abandoned.
Absolutely not.
It was horrid. That was just like a little bonus thing. We found that on the fucking way. Mm-hmm. It was bad. But yeah, this place was three and a half hours away, right? And we're taking these back roads, having a fucking grand old time. And then we get to the bridge, right? The sun was setting just as we were getting there, you know, so we got, like, it was dusk while we were there. Here's, like, here's a picture of us on the bridge.
We wanted a little bit of time with the sun up because we wanted to, you know, make sure it's a working bridge. Am I going to die and put my foot through, like, a rotting piece of wood as I'm walking at night, or is it, like, heavy traffic?
Gonna get a fresh ghost, as our buddy, as Joe was saying.
Yeah,
we just wanted to go during the day to do a recon, you know. I don't want to show up to some, like, if I showed up to this bridge in the middle of the night seeing it for the first time, I would have been like, fuck no, dude.
That's wild.
Because look at it, it's so unsafe.
That really is. that gives me very, what's it called, BuzzFeed Unsolved Paranormal when they went to the Goatman Bridge. That's what that reminds me of. That's like the straight-up Goatman Bridge.
Yeah, this just fucking bridge in the middle of nowhere that I've never seen before in my life. I'm like, you know what? We should see it during the day and, like, scout it out, check things out a little bit.
Kind of hard to describe, but we were having a good time, you know, laughing, talking about how much fun it's going to be when the ghost comes out. But even in the day, when you turn that dirt corner and you see the bridge for the first time, like a silence like hit the car.
Yeah.
And we were like, we're really out here in this bitch in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it was all shits and giggles until like we actually saw the bridge for the first time and I was like, oh man.
Oh jeez. This is what my life's led me to.
Like we're really coming back here in the dark, huh?
Jeez.
Yeah, so we did a little EMF walkthrough of the bridge with my little $30 toy EMF reader. And yeah, I don't know. We didn't get anything on it, but hey, who knows how well that thing works. But we did like an EMF walkthrough. We just checked it out, saw like, you know, the foot traffic, I guess. And like one dude drove over the bridge and I was like, oh man, surely this guy lives around the area and he's going to be like, hey, we get you guys fucking around on the bridge all the time. Get the fuck out of here. But, like, he crossed the bridge, and then maybe, like, 5 minutes later, he came back over the bridge, and he was the only dude we saw. So that's I'm like, crazy, he must bro. Be lost.
Did you pop the EMF reader when he drove by? Here.
Yeah.
No. He was the ghost.
He was the ghost. But, yeah, I mean, it was fucking really cool seeing it during the day. Let me get you a daytime pic of just the bridge, which looked really good. Yeah, we got some good photos. Yeah. We got some good pictures. Good.
I would be remiss to not mention the wonderful crew we brought with us. Dan's brother was our cinematographer.
Yes, he was.
Cinema Dom.
Did an excellent job.
We brought Dom, my brother, and we were like, hey, here's a camera. And
hold this
then we brought my other friend Josh, who also does YouTube as well. And then we brought Joe, which you know Joe.
Yeah, man.
And we all had a good time. I was like, I need a gang. I'm not rolling up on this, just me and Christian. We'll get fucked up.
I know, right? The not deer will pull up, beat you up, end your life. Yeah.
No, it was really cool.
I feel like it's part of the tradition of ghost hunting to see do not cross, no trespassing, violators will be shot, survivors will be shot again type signs.
Oh, yeah, there are plenty of those. So
really?
Yeah, so if you're looking at this picture of the bridge that I just sent, like, see the road that the bridge is on?
Yeah.
There were a fucking billion signs that were like, this road is private, this road is public property. But if you, like, move an inch off the road, like, automatic sentry guns are going to pop out of the ground and fucking...
the GTFO sentry guns?
Yeah, like, they were very heavily letting you know that it was private property on either side of this bridge.
That's so...
But, I mean, I don't know. We didn't see anybody. There was nobody out there being like, get the fuck out of here. And, like... You see that, like, bank where it's, like, just dirt goes down all the way to the river?
Yeah.
That's, like, a hangout spot. There's, like, chairs and fucking, like, fire pits and, like, all sorts of trash, you know? So I guess in the summer, this is where people come and, like, hang out and they fucking chill by the river. Maybe, probably. I mean, I knew we weren't going to see anybody on foot coming around here because, you know, it was December fucking 20th.
Yeah.
It was like 27 degrees out, fucking freezing. So, we didn't see anybody hanging out down there, but I imagine there's people that just hang out here in the summer.
I could see that, yeah. It looks like a cool little spot.
But it was pretty cool. You know, we had a good time out there during the day. And then we were like...
During the day, yeah.
We had our fun during the day. We hung out, checked it out for maybe like 45 minutes, and then we were like, all right, boys, let's get out of here and give the ghost some time to wake up, you know, put on her makeup, you know, have a cup of coffee.
Gather its strength.
Yeah, gather her strength. So we pieced the fuck out of there, and we were like, as we were getting in the car, we were like, somebody map us so we can go get some food. And everybody was like, no signal. So, it was desolate out there. And so we drove until we had signal again. And the nearest, like, town with, like, food was a half hour away.
Jeez.
Yeah. Maybe, like, 3 miles outside of this, like, area with the bridge. There's, like, this... tiny fucking town called like Rarden with like population like 300, like not even a gas station in town. It was insane.
One of them single street like trailer park villages. Yeah,
it was crazy. So we drove like a half hour into town to go get some food, and it was like 8 o'clock when we finally fucking figured out where we wanted to eat. And we got some good old Chinese buffet in the middle of fucking nowhere, Tuscola, Illinois.
Didn't have gas station, but they did have a Chinese buffet. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It was, I was like, boys, what if this is our last meal? And like,
I was about to say your last supper.
The whole time we're driving back, we were talking a big fucking game. Like, I was like, dude, I hope we get fucking haunted. Like, I hope the ghost chases us across the bridge. Like, I'm trying to see something fucking crazy
tonight.
Hold up.
This coming from the guy for the first time we booted up Phasophobia said, yeah, I'm gonna stay in the car.
I'm staying in the van.
Watch the cams.
I got confident. I wanted some ghost action, man. It was crazy. And then we pulled up at night, and I was like, I take back everything I said.
Dang.
It was a whole different game when the sun was down, bro.
We were all feeling good, feeling relaxed, our bellies full.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, yeah, let's fucking get this shit. And we like started slowly sinking in as we got closer. But nobody said anything until we actually got to the bridge. And we were like, fuck this, dude. We were like, fuck this. I was like, I take back everything I said. I'm sorry.
That's fucking, you know, I like to think I'd have that big pee-pee energies walking up to, but like, I don't know, man, something about the lights being gone really changes how you feel about the stuff.
Dude, we all thought we had it.
Absolutely.
Everybody was like, let's fucking go out there, get an EMF-5, watch the ghost chase us around, and get the fuck out of here. And then we pulled up and we were like, sorry.
Let's stay in the van. What's it called? I did one ghost hunt prior. Not prior. I mean, I didn't do this one, but like I've gone on like a ghost escapade once, and I think I was a lot bolder back then. I think it's because I was like really overweight, and I kind of like wanted to die. So I was just like, yeah, man, fuck it. Yeah, yeah. There's orbs. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then now I'd be like, just like you, bro. Be like, you know, I'm sorry for invading your space. I'll offer up my friend Joe as recompense. And
So it was So you went on a ghost hunt before?
Huh?
You went on a ghost hunt before.
So I'm not going to say, I call it a ghost escapade because like what you guys and what I was, you know, what MTR was planning on doing is like, you know, bringing a camera. We invested money into it, got equipment. What I did before was I went with my friend Kim and we went to UIC's. There's like this apparently like a haunted house on UIC's campus. And we were walking around with the EMF phone app talking to people. And I didn't know how an EMF worked. My friend Kim did.
I still don't.
I know, right? Well, we do even less. And we're just using like the knockoff phone ones.
Yeah.
So Kim has like an actual EMF like reader. The other girl that was with us, she had... like an see, this is why it's just so. She had like an iPad, an iPhone. What are they called? An iPod Touch with like it said EMF scanner, but like clearly it looked like the heartbeat sensor from like Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah,
and I guess it was like pinging where the ghosts were. Mind you, there was no Wi-Fi connection, so it's like that was totally just a lie. There's no way that was doing anything, and so we just walked around UIC's campus at night and. Was like, you know, Sally, are you there? I think we were more in danger of being robbed than we were of any type of spiritual encounter.
So I kind of felt like, you know, it was weird. We jumped out of the truck and we were ready to fucking rock and roll and do this ghost hunt. And it was just like, how do we do what's this, next? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have a game plan, I guess. We just kind of fucking walked around in the dark for a little bit before we like... got a game plan going. Like we did an EMF walk. Me and Christian like laid did salt. We did little salt footprints.
Nice. You know,
trying to find like that was a problem we ran into. And definitely one we're gonna have to fix for the next one is like we need to have a game plan for investigation.
a good channel, a YouTube channel to check out because these guys are really professional with it. I've been just inhaling their content recently. They're called Mindseed TV, mm-hmm. And I think it's like between three and four guys, and they're stout paranormalists. They're like they believe heavily, you know, in ghosts and the afterlife and. You know, supernatural entities and things like that. But they have a really good job. They have, like, it down to a science of how they approach each, I guess, contract. That's what I call, you know, like, Phasmo. But, like, for example, like, the one I was just watching, they went to a house, and the guy's like, you know, they kind of did what you did. They're like, you know, let's scope out the area during the day. Then we're going to come back at nighttime, see how things change at nighttime. They took pictures in the day, so they saw how everything looked prior to, like, the witching hour passing or whatever. And then... they went inside. They said, okay, we're going to, you know, these were the hot rooms. Apparently, this is like where the most activity was. So, we're going to do an EMF sweep in, you know, these three rooms. We're going to do a Ouija board session in this room. We're going to do we're going to go throughout the basement and the attic using the, they had like a actual spirit box. They were walking through with that. So like I would definitely say check out their content, because they have a really good way of kind of organizing how they approach their expeditions.
Yeah, no, for sure. I want to do some research on like what other people do in their investigations, you know, because I didn't like it. It took a while for this to turn. Took a while to turn into an investigation versus just like what you said, people dicking around on a bridge in a haunted house, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely gonna have to do some more stuff, get some more gear. I already got my eye on some fucking gear to get for ghost hunting, like stuff that I didn't even think about, like a fucking recorder, an EVP recorder.
No, that's good.
Oh yeah,
just like drop that down in a hot spot and fucking check it out later.
Listen,
yeah,
it was amateur hunt number one. I showed up with a hefty Ziploc bag full of salt. Like, it was, you know, first day on the job type shit.
Yeah. But, yeah. Back to what I was saying, we got to this bridge at night, drove over the bridge, and I showed you that footage of us driving over it at night, right?
Yeah, that was great.
So we're driving over this fucking bridge at night, and So if you look in the other picture, where it's just us standing on the bridge, see how it, like, curves right up into a hill.
Yeah.
Well, you go up that hill and it's more just like nothing. Like just nothing. Mm-hmm. And you're driving up that hill and it just like you see a sign for a fucking cemetery.
Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah.
Just up the way.
And I was like, okay, I'm gonna fucking turn us around now.
Crank that reverse, yeah.
Yeah, so I throw the car in reverse, we're backing up, and Josh goes, what was that? And I'm like, dog, what was what? And
you can't just be saying those words.
He's like, I saw something in the wood line. I'm like, you did not see anything in the wood line. Quit fucking with me right now, bro. And he's like, oh, I did, bro. I'm looking, like, he's like, it must have left. And I'm like, what is it, bro?
Bustle.
I was like, fuck you. And so we turned around, went back down the hill and parked the car. And we were like, let's fucking go. You know, Christian, what were your thoughts around this time?
So, yeah, from the photo he just gave you, you can see literally no light. It was a big, heavy full moon, but that did nothing to give us any light.
Kind of cool. I like that.
Yeah, it was pitch black.
The only sort of outside interaction we got during the night portion is you could kind of see cars parking in their garages, like, way off into the field, and there was this damn dog that would just bark every, like, 20, 30 minutes just to, like, just really get you when you're not expecting it.
Yeah, there were dogs barking all over the fucking place. It was pissing me off. I was like, are you fucking serious right now, dude?
So, now that we're kind of sort of getting into the meat of the investigation, do you want to give them a little lowdown of who exactly or what exactly we were searching for?
Yeah, so I didn't fucking know this until afterwards. And honestly, I am glad that I didn't fucking know. But It was pretty wild. So I guess this girl got, I guess she got murdered, and her fucking, like, her murderer just sent the body packing down the fucking river, but not before he fucking, like, cut off her head and hands and feet, you know?
Ugh.
Yeah, it was bad.
That gives you a little look into the amount of preparation we did. I brought salt for footprints for a ghost with no feet.
Man, it can happen. It happened in Phasmo. Remember we were fighting that ghost? And it's like, this ghost doesn't even touch the ground. And then it stepped into the salt. Exactly. And I was like, oh, shit.
That's what I was hoping for.
That's crazy, though, because, you know, when you look at stuff like that, not only, like, something about that almost seems ritualistic in the way that was done, you know, like who just, you know, I could understand, like, I can't understand anything like that, but like cutting off the head, hands and feet, that's like a little odd. Like, you know, did they keep him as
a step ahead?
Yeah. It's like, you know, well, it's like, what know. Did he do? Did he keep him as trophies? Did he, you know, what was the reason for that? You know, like, I remember the you reason. Were telling me kind of about it.
I can tell you the reason right now. It was her okay. husband. It was her husband, and he didn't want her to be found. So he identified.
Oh,
he knew she'd be found, but he didn't want her to be identified.
Jeez. So, well, I remember you were saying that he had said, like, he said some nonsense, like, oh, yeah, she disappears for days at a time. It's like, what?
Yeah, fucking investigative police work must have been a fucking joke way back in the day, because they weren't able to arrest this guy. Like, he was under suspicion, don't get it twisted. But yeah. They were like, yeah, I mean, he said his wife just ups and disappears often. And so, yeah, man. They're like, guess it's not him. They, like, let him go.
Jeez. Wrap it up, boys.
Hey, like, good work today. Good taxpayer money time.
That wasn't until 1992, because this woman wasn't even identified until fucking 1992. And she was discovered in 1980. She wasn't identified until 1992.
12 years later. Because that's wild.
That's the only time she was reported missing.
That's so bizarre. It's like, how, like, her family didn't, like, it makes you almost feel like her family was in on it, not just her husband. Like, did she have, like, a mother and a father and, like, maybe other relatives, or did he get them too? Like,
nah, so I guess she came from, like, a weirdo family, and, like, her fucking, her mother and her sister were her only family, and they just pieced the fuck out to go, like,
hunt ghosts.
Join some fucking, what is it?
The military.
No, some evangelical church. Cold. They just pieced the fuck out.
Oh, and like one of those traveling, okay. Like the...
Yeah, and that was like her only family, and so...
That's horrible, oh my god.
Yeah, it was just her and her husband, and that was it. And 1992 would have been the last time, or the next time they saw her from when she left, so like 12 fucking years, this girl was just unidentified. Everyone was like, oh, poor... Diana, she just walked off again, you know, and everybody just believed this dude. I mean, I'm sure some people had their suspicions when fucking old man Thomas was like, yep, that damn wife of mine just walked off again, and I'm sure somebody was like, yeah, okay, but I guess it wasn't
enough for them.
So he wasn't even under suspicion until 1992, and then they were like, we just don't have enough. 20 more fucking years goes by. This thing was not a shut case until 2012, though.
That's so... Until 2012?
2012. No. My bad. 2012 is when they reopened it. This was not open and shut until 2017, dude.
That's a fresh site for us to investigate, yeah. And you got to get some less hot spots.
Yeah, I know, right? Over here, like, you just...
Yeah, I didn't know this until after. I was like, holy shit.
He didn't do his dramaturgy.
The only background information I had before we walked onto the bridge, and I didn't want it, I didn't mean to get it, but I saw the face of the killer.
Oh.
And I was like, God, fucking yeah, damn
that
it. Yeah,
that dude's wacky. Right?
Was not looking for that.
Yeah, that dude was a nut.
Well, yeah, like, that's so, you know, back to what you were saying, how it took so long for people to be like, oh, that's kind of wild. What does that say about us as a, like, as a civilization, as a community, just like, oh, I guess she's just gone. What?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. Like, even if I didn't know the person, I was like, I haven't seen Barbara in, like, oh, I don't know, 2 months, but her hubby says she's around. Like, I immediately think something's off if anything like that happens.
For sure.
That's so wild to me. Why didn't you stop him,
back
Dan?
In the day.
I should have.
Yeah,
like,
I don't get this one.
It was fucking wild, man. And I didn't know any of this until I was looking it up, and I was like, well, I don't want to give false information about this bridge.
With the circumstances of the, you know, unfortunate reality of the case, I personally thought the bridge wouldn't be too active. I thought the hot spot would be the riverbed.
Oh, I could see that. But isn't there something like not supernatural, but like something about a bridge over water draws like spiritual energy or something like that.
Oh, I don't know nothing about that, brother.
There's frequently like spirits can't cross water or like they're trapped by water or something like that.
Something like that. Hmm.
But if I had to qualify this entity in any way, this was a completely auditory experience. There were so many uncomfortable sounds during this trip.
It was all sounds, man. It was fucking
It was
crazy.
All audio.
Out there. Yeah, we saw a lot of shit. Not, we didn't see a lot of shit, but we heard a lot of shit. So, Dom, Josh, and Joe were certainly braver than us. Like, we parked the car, and me and Christian were kind of, like, making a fucking plan of attack, and, like, we turned around, and they're already over the bridge. I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
There's two kinds of Phasmo players, you know. One who gets their gear, like, kind of scopes it out, and dudes who run in.
They're the kind of guys that are, like, opening the front door, and they're like, wait, what's the ghost's name?
Well, isn't that... I mean, that is Joe when we do play Phasmo. He's literally just like, what's his name? Okay. Yeah. I'll go down there.
I'll be back. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Joe's in there putting in work, and we're over here in the van just like, we should do, like, an episode about this. Yeah, guys? Oh, my God. So what should we talk about? And Joe's in there, like, actually doing the ghost hunt.
Yeah.
Like, fighting it.
Fighting, yeah. He has his conceal and carry smudge sticks.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but go ahead, Dan.
It was just a fucking wild experience for me and Christian to turn around and then just be fucking gone. And it was funny as fuck, too, because Dom had the camera, and I put that fucking camera in his hand, and all of a sudden he thinks he's fucking Scorsese. he's like, whoa, whoa, he's like, move over this way. I'm trying to frame you in the bridge. Whoa. And I'm like,
he's getting those low shots, like crouching down.
Yeah. I fucking had to pull him over to the side, and I was like, look, okay, we're the ones with 41 subscribers. All you need to do is fucking hit record and point that fucking camera at me, and I'll make the goddamn magic happen. Okay, you just fucking hold that goddamn thing.
You know? he made some wonderful artistic choices.
I kid. Dom was doing great with the camera, but he did just kind of fuck off with it right at the beginning of the fucking filming, and I'm like, bro, I'm like, we're trying to film a video here, dude.
He's like, are you filming a video? I'm making art. He's like, off there in the woods.
No, it was great. Dom was definitely a good choice for the cameraman, but yeah, he was just gone right there in the beginning, and I'm like, Dom, please don't die, you know. And so I guess Christian, what are your thoughts? I want to hear more from you. I feel like I've been taking
so
this.
Oh yeah, I'll grab the baton for a second. But the beginning of the night hunt was pretty uneventful. We just sort of did our old perimeter again. We checked out all the spots that sort of appealed to us, like a really haunting, hollowed-out tree, or over by the campground, we thought something would happen. Mm. And the two teams sort of diverged. One found, this was Joe, Josh, and Dom, found these horrible dolls in like a hollowed-out tire.
Yeah. It was great.
I never saw them. I never want to see them. And I let them do their thing. I was like, hand on the fucking car.
I have the footage
for most of it,
and I'm not, that's going to be a video exclusive. I'm not giving any teasers in the fucking podcast.
That's exciting. I can't wait.
We would be like on a walkie-talkie that we had three out at any time, and I would just hear this horrifying shit. And they're like, yeah, we're on this rickety one plank bridge with a rock in the middle of it, and oh there's a doll in a hollowed out tire in the mud. And I'm like, get the fuck out of there.
fall back, please.
Yeah, because we had walkies out there, because this is like, don't let the pictures fool you, this area is pretty fucking big.
Yeah,
you know, and I didn't want to be the dude that were out here just shouting in the middle of the night, so we brought some walkie talkies.
Absolutely.
Who knows what you'd attract to you sitting there.
Yeah, I was ready. I was so ready for someone to come over that bridge and be like, what the fuck are you guys doing? And I was full blown just gonna be like, yeah, we're paranormal investigators, bro. I'm doing my job.
That was our move, like, straight honest with
putting
it.
Bread on the table, all right, sir.
Sir, did you not see our road flares up there? This is off limits. He's like, yeah, road flares, bro.
This is Josh standing there with a glow stick. Don't come this way. Ghost hunt going on.
Yeah. But luckily we didn't have that.
There was time for some goofs. The classic haunt for tricking each other is if you touch one single piece of rusty metal on that bridge, the whole thing rattles and cracks.
Yeah.
So all throughout, you put a hand on the railing and it goes, doo, 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 cop. And I want to die.
Yeah. And I want to die.
No.
Go ahead. I'm getting nervous. I'm talking. I'm like, okay, do we let them know about the spooky part?
Yeah.
How many spooky parts you got? Because I definitely do want to be surprised. I was so bummed I couldn't make it, but I do like that I get to kind of be, you know, like waiting in anticipation for this.
So I would say there were two experiences that one could consider as paranormal evidence, but I wouldn't consider them hard paranormal evidence. I'm sure that both occurrences could just as easily be explained by science.
Okay.
So, but in the moment, they were definitely fucking really creepy experiences. And this is aside from just like a random fucking noise here and there, because we were hearing that the whole night.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Like, there were multiple times where we would all just be like mid-conversation and just everybody would stop. You know, Dom was fucking cracked out. Me and Dom were over by the car, and I'm talking to him. We're filming a little portion, and he's like, wait, stop. He just goes dead silent, and he, like, spins around and is looking around the room, and he's like, okay. He's like, there's a car that way. That must mean there's water this way. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
This freaking Army Ranger Pathfinder kicking in?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, dude? You're on fucking crack right now. But, yeah, he was having a real good time out there. He was fucking wild. He freaked me the fuck out. And, I mean, I get where he's coming from, though, because we're kind of in a valley, and, like, past the tree line around us, it's like wide open plain as far as you can see. You can see like 10 miles in any direction. So any car that was driving on a road that may have been like 4 or 5 miles away from us, we could just hear car ambient floating in the air. Like, it always sounded like there was a car just about to pull up.
Huh.
Yeah, that's so hard that to deal with. That was a little fucking annoying.
It was tense.
Mm-hmm. We did have a car situation, though, where I saw, like, headlights all the way up at the top of the fucking hill, I guess, leading out of there. And I was like, car, over the walkie. And I saw all their lights just snub and them start hiding under the bridge. And they didn't radio me back, though. So I was like, hello? And they were like, yeah, we heard you. Shut the fuck up. And I'm like, okay. But turns out it was just some dude pulling into his driveway that lived like half a mile up the road. And that was another thing too, is I did not want to be like a public nuisance to anybody that was just lived over here, you know, or piss them off because they're the ones that put up all these private property signs and shit.
Yeah. That's one thing I feel like you see a lot with, and like when you go on like the paranormal boards and stuff like that, you'll hear like these amateur ghost hunters or paranormal investigators, and they'll like go out to like a cemetery in the middle of the day, and there's like someone burying their family, or they're on private property being loud and flashing mag lights through windows and stuff like that. Like, it's cool that you guys took that into account, because I know a lot of people don't, which is kind of crazy to hear and see.
Well, it was a big point for us to try and be as respectful as possible, both to the people that live around this area and, like, the supernatural people that live around this area.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
But it's also, like, you're, like, in central Illinois, man. Like, those people packing heat.
Oh, yeah.
That's a different game.
Yeah, I didn't want it to, like, become the most dangerous game out here, like deliverance or something, like pissing off the locals.
The most dangerous. But yeah, no, that's cool. Like, it lends a sense of credibility and professionalism to, you know, what you do when you go about it the right way.
Yeah, bro. We're trying to be as professional as possible. We're trying to get picked up by Travel Channel next year.
Bro, I'm trying to be on the TV. I want to be like that guy on Travel Channel, or what was it? The guy that he always is like Destination Truth and stuff. That man is like the last of like his job is adventurer.
Or like, oh, explorer. You're talking about Josh Gates, bro?
Yeah, dude, Josh Gates. Like, his job is explorer. He's like the only person I know who does stuff like that. It's like, yeah, Travel Channel pays me to go like sleep in a cave with centipedes the size of my arm, or like, he's like, it's like, today we're gonna go look for the Bruxa from The Witcher, and he's like in the woods and stuff like that. And like, man, what a great job to have. Like, I want to have his job and River Monster's job. I'm not man enough to be the River Monster's guy. I hate water.
Yeah, no, my family stands Josh Gates.
Hey, me too.
God,
I do too. That guy's amazing.
That guy's fucking awesome, bro. And you know, this time next year you're gonna see like Destination Unknown at 8/7 Central. And then you're going to see MTR at fucking 8/9 Central or whatever.
Hell yeah. Dude, yeah. Listen, man. It's going to happen, man. This is the year. This is the year of growth, bro. Once
this
I get
the,
those...
This is the year that we get fucking slaughtered by a ghost because we were too big for our britches.
Yeah. Over here pulling up to a spot, be like, yeah, it's easy clap. Now all they're gonna find is our fucking shoes with our feet still inside of them.
The fucking the new Londo ghosts are gonna come out of the fucking walls.
Start stabbing me.
Yeah.
Fuck.
No, it's been really hard. Go ahead, Christian. Go ahead.
I'm like, I want to talk about it because it freaked me the fuck out. But there's a couple of juicy bits in there that we could only like really bite onto when we came home that night and we re-listened to the audio. Ooh. Is all I'm going to say. That's what I'm going to give you.
Oh,
I'm
excited for that. Yeah. So Christian and I had a moment. So Christian got this idea.
The number one moment.
Christian got this idea. Tell about the idea you had.
Oh, yeah. Well, we were rolling 5 deep, boots to the ground. Like, there's maybe this ghost doesn't want to hang out with a whole squad of sweaty 20-something dudes. So, like, I was like, you split into little packs of two,
yeah,
and let's see if we can find something. And me and Dan took underneath the bridge on the
river
for spot one.
Yeah, so we did an EMF walkthrough. I had EMF with us the whole time. And we walked out onto the bridge, and I was like, I guess I'll try talking to the ghost. And I was like, hey, are you there? Like, I was like, is there anybody there? Can you give us a sign? Can you make yourself known? And we got jack shit while we were on the bridge, and then we went down and around the other side. You can't really see it. We don't have a good picture of it. But when you go to the far side of the bridge, you can go down onto that bank and get right underneath the bridge. There's a bunch of fucking graffiti that says, like, dick and balls, pussy and boobs,
mm-hmm.
and fuck
nice.
You.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
The sacred text. I got you.
Yeah, but we went down there, and we were like, Christian was like, Dan, why don't you fucking tell a little bit of the story of the ghost? And I was like, okay. And the second I started telling the story, man, like, it got real fucking weird. Christian, you want to tell him?
You're going to see it in the video. There's a very distinct moment where we don't want to be there anymore.
Ooh, yeah. I'm excited. Nice. That's nice.
And we start walking away. I'm like, let's go. I'm walking. And you see Dan's neck snap to see what it is. And I'm out. I'm holding the camera at this point. I was like, let me do a little bit of this, Dom. Take five. And it's right when that ghost or whatever it was starts playing games.
Yeah, dude. It freaked me the fuck out. We were like, let's go. And we went went back over to the car, and we were like, your guys' turn.
Get in there, lads.
She's warmed up.
She's warmed up. Shit.
And so we thought that was bad. We were like, oh, dude, that was fucking terrifying. That was like an A1 ghost moment. Hell yeah. And then when we got home that night, we were listening to the footage, fucking around, reviewing it, and it was worse when we listened back to it.
Jeez.
Yep.
It was so much worse. But I was like, fuck, dude. We had a ghost fucking moment.
Dude, I'm so excited to see it.
the other team's biggest moment that I can at least speak of that I got a little glimpse of when I was with them is when they would talk about the entity, like every single time you give that spirit some energy, Joe would describe a like wet sloshing noise as if it was like climbing and rustling out through the grass on the riverbank.
Oof. Dude, Joe was cracked out too.
I heard that shit. I heard it? like the dragging and like some kind of like digging through the mud, and I didn't see no goose. I didn't see no otter or anything out there.
Jeez.
But it was haunting. But
yeah, Joe was cracked out too, man. He was fucking he was really fixated on the water. I didn't fucking go near the water because it was cold and I didn't want to fucking fall in and drown on this rusted ass bridge.
Boo.
Yeah, but Joe, like, every 5 seconds, Joe's like, there's something in the water. And I'm like, no, there's not. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, there's not.
Dude, that's, I mean, water itself, like I was saying earlier, there's something about water and the supernatural that, like, it's like Christian was saying, the passing over of something. It's like, it's almost like it's like a thinning of a veil. Like when there's water passing through something and it's not like processed water, like, you know, like they're seeing like rivers or lakes, things like that. It's easier mm-hmm. to like communicate with the supernatural and things like that. So I have no doubt that that's why, you know, that was kind of the hot spot. I mean, because she was in the water, and for how long was she floating in that water? You know,
100%. The water was the hot
spot. Yeah, the water, like, down by the bridge on the bank and all that shit, but like actually on the bridge, nothing. The far side of the bridge where the bank meets the water, fucked.
Fucked.
Yeah, it was fucked. Like, it was fucking wild time out there, man. Me and Christian had that interaction, and then what was it? So the concrete, I guess not concrete, but like the quote unquote evidence that Josh and Dom were telling me about was as soon as they crossed the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Apparently Josh was filming Dom, and as Dom was walking towards the camera, Dom goes, shit, the camera just died. What the fuck? And then on Josh's footage of Dom saying that, the camera randomly like comes out of focus and refocuses on Dom.
What?
So I don't know. I guess maybe it was fucking they with were the biting electronics, onto that one. Which I mean, I guess happens. You know, like that's a big.
I mean, yeah,
thing
like
they talk about is like ghosts fucking with electronics.
Yeah.
So that was their interaction.
A bit of, I think, our own excitement and our own you know, biases sort of played into the first hunt, and I think this will sort of level out as we get a little more experience under our belts. Like, for example, by the end of the night, we figured out every time you click in and click out with a walkie, pops your EMF a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, it's like, so like a radio frequency is kind of fucking around with that.
So like, how many times did we scare ourselves popping a walkie to give a communication update and the EMF starts tickling?
Yeah, and we're like, oh my god, it's EMFing, and then
oh, he's in the cold. You're
like, oh, wait, never mind. Yeah, so it was a pretty fucking wild time. And then, you know, after we did those two solo investigations, or like team investigations, we were like, we didn't know what we wanted to do. And we're like, I don't think we're going to get anything else out of this. We've used all of our equipment.
Yeah.
You know, we've exhausted all of our options. And so we fucking got out of there. But before we got out of there, we burnt some sage. And apparently there's a mantra you have to say when you, like, light sage. I don't know fucking anything about sage. I just bought, I looked up smudge sticks on Amazon and bought them. But apparently there's, like, a prayer or, like, a mantra or something you have to say when you cleanse the air or whatever. And we didn't have that. And so I was like, okay, well, whatever. We'll just make up our own mantra. And so we went out to the middle of the bridge and lit some sage and we said goodnight to the ghost and, you know, we packed it up and we fucking rolled the fuck out of there.
I definitely saw it to be like a casual interaction that we had. Like, we came over to say hi. So some kind of said hi back.
Yeah.
And then we smudged and said goodbye. Like, thank you for your time. We're going to fucking leave.
Yeah, and then we fucked off out of there. And, honestly, I'd say the whole fucking thing was, like, super fucking cool, you know? We got some good footage. We got some interactions that may or may not be paranormal. Like, it was just really fucking cool. I loved it.
Yeah, had some laughs. Had some, dead silent, bone-chilling, I need to walk away moments. Yeah, everything you want.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Christian, I meant to ask you, did you have any trouble sleeping that night when you got back?
No, you know, I'm like a stupid, like, nightmare-prone baby, but I was so tired from just, like, hiking around in the mud in the cold, I just knocked out. It was easy breezy sleeping.
Really?
Why, do you have... You have a little sleep
so,
moment?
No, I didn't either. So, like, I kind of get in my head where, like, if I think about scary stuff for too long, like, I'm going to give myself a nightmare. Like, if I, like, I can really easily spook myself, you know? And it was so weird. Like, the second we got out of there, I wasn't scared or anything or, like, nothing. It was like we showed up, did our job, and left. It was very fun.
I don't feel like it followed me that much.
No, which is good because it's going to suck the ghost hunt we go to and we leave and we still can't shake it.
I mean, I think that comes with, you know, number of people as well. You know, like, who knows what the next
one is. Oh, that would have been a whole different fucking ball game if it was just like me and Christian out there.
Yeah, running two or three versus five, I would have had a totally different energy. Yeah,
it was rough.
Not to say, like, I didn't absolutely love having the crew. This was a great introductory hunt.
Yeah, for sure. I think it went really, really well for, like, a first paranormal investigation, which is not something I ever thought I'd do in my life.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I guess... pretty much all the thoughts I want to share now. The rest of y'all can wait for the video, you know. But for now, why don't we talk about the future of these ghost hunts? Because I definitely fucking want to make more. It was super fun.
I mean, next time I'm going for sure, you know.
Please, please do.
But enough for the future, and I brought this up prior. There's a couple of locations that I've been... looking at, I feel like I'm the Velma Dinkley of us, and I'm looking at a bit of these locations that we may want to scope out. I mean, I know in the summer it might be closer to when we're all able to be closer to each other, like geographically. But again, there's that abandoned ghost town up in Michigan, which apparently has the bones of witches buried in it, and so that's always fun. Then I found one just today, the abandoned train bridge over in, what's it called? Spring Valley, Illinois.
Yeah.
I hate Spring Valley. Yeah, I was looking that place is haunted.
And, then there's another one, Robinson Woods, south of West Lawrence here in the city. Apparently they've seen shadow people walking around at night.
Yo, let's go. I really want to do a house.
Yeah, that's kind of hard.
But it's hard.
Keep our ears open.
So I got home and I was staying at my in-laws' place while I was home, and I was telling my wife about the ghost hunt. She was like, "Yeah, the house right across the street is haunted as fuck." It was telling me all these scary stories of when she used to go over there and play as a kid, and I'm like, "Who lives there now?" And she's like, "Oh, I don't know. The people I know that live there moved away." And I'm like, "You fuck."
People I know that live there died.
Yeah, so kind of sucks. Everybody knows somebody with a haunted house or, like, used to have a haunted house, and I'm like, well, you know, are they down to let 4 to 5 dudes dick around in there for maybe, like, 3 hours? And they're like, no. And I'm like, damn it. That's the big ask.
Yeah, that you is. Know? I mean, there are some locations, I mean, I know. Like, are you talking about like a house, like a residential home, is something that you're dead set on? Or are you talking something more indoors? Or do you just mean like an actual home?
Indoors, a residential home, don't matter to me.
Because I know, One of my friends had told me that they're, I think I told you about this one, the abandoned asylum in Southern Illinois.
No.
There's apparently, and this one is abandoned. It is currently not watched from the last she heard. This was a couple years ago, like 5 years ago. So she's like, I'm not sure if it's still standing, but she's going to ask her family who lives in the area if it's still around. Mm-hmm. So apparently this asylum was so hot. I don't know the name of it, so I gotta look up the history of it. But apparently this asylum was so hot for paranormal activity that local churches would send in like prayer groups to try and like cleanse it in the area. And apparently the last time that they had done this, they sent in they sent in the militant Lutheran youth. No, they sent in just like, not sent in, like a prayer group was like, let's go over there and, you know, try and do whatever we do. And apparently someone there brought like a recorder with them so they could more so record themselves praying. But at one point, apparently they heard on the EVP, a voice said, many are here. And it was like very audible. You could hear a voice that wasn't anyone's there say, many are here. And then like a chair like flew across the room and then they just left.
Yeah, that's like like a nightmare level hunt. And
I need to earn my strength. I don't
even think we're on like amateur level hunt. Like that's... we need more like baby town hunts. Like maybe like a can fell off the table or something like that. Like ooh.
You don't want the demon. You don't want Legion talking to you over the walkie.
No, I don't need. I don't need Legion talking to me over the walkie. Maybe more like I don't know. Maybe your clock fell off the wall and you think it might be a ghost. That's when you call us
for that stuff.
Yeah, you get in there, we'll fucking bust Slimer's ass right up and get the fuck out of your hair.
No, don't say that, bro. If something falls off the wall, I'll put my fist through the drywall.
I'll put my fist through the drywall.
But if you're getting EVP of like, you know, Legion live from the gates of hell trying to fucking go toe-to-toe with your prayer group, yeah, call the real Ghost Hunters.
Call in Spat.
Yeah, call in Spat to nuke that place from orbit.
To the orbital bombardment.
Like, avoid those big money sites, you know, like the local touristy ghost places, like the haunted, I think, hotel in, is it Alton, Illinois?
Yeah.
I think I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
Like, some of them are more, you know, come take a picture during the day and, you know, fuck off to your hotel at night.
I don't know. A hotel might be cool because we can just go pay for it and then go stay there and we have the location all night. But then
we head up the pool.
Then we have to sleep there. So, if it is haunted, then we're fucked.
Nah, man. Who said we're going to be sleeping, man? If we're pulled up anywhere and any paranormal stuff goes down, Ryan's not sleeping. If I'm in that same location overnight, I'm not sleeping.
Yeah, we need the room for like 4 hours.
Like, forget about it. What was it? There was this, I got to find it. I'll try and find it after this and I'll show it to you. There was this really haunted hotel, I think, up in Maine. And this guy is like, it's super haunted and like, it's very consistent. And apparently on the second floor in between the hours of like, I think it was like 11 p.m. and like 3 a.m., you could literally hear someone going, oh, and like walking out. So you hear steps outside and then like the doorknobs will jiggle. And the guy was filming it and you see him. He gets up and he opens the door. He looks left and right and you see the doorknob jiggling. And he goes, and he opens the door and there's no one there. And then you hear behind him, bum, 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 like something running down the hallway at him.
No, I'm good. Let's just stick to like,
I'd rather die.
Your fucking, your like nightstand fell over or something. You know. And we're also, we're also gonna get into the realm of equipment upgrades too. Like, we all pulled together for the camera. I want to get like an EVP recorder, you know, so I can just throw that bitch in a room and maybe we'll hear some wacky shit. And then, other stuff. I was looking at thermal cameras. Them shits are like $600. I'm like, oh. Okay.
That's for once Travel Channel sponsors us.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, I found one for like $167. That might be cool to add to our repertoire.
I mean, I think there's like some basics that we need too prior to like that. I think like we could get, you know, another EMF reader, EVP. Because an EVP is just a recorder, you know.
Yeah, that's what found out too, is that it's just a recorder.
Yeah, and so like I'd say like two of each of those, you know, there is, I gotta find it. There's like some cool little things that they have out there. Like one's like a yes or no, red light, green light kind of thing, and you ask questions.
Yeah.
The dots one, like I know that those exist, but you need a static cam for that, and I don't think we could do that. I was thinking for outdoor ones, we could look at some trail cams. I've seen some cheap trail cams for like $65 and things like that.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Especially for the Michigan one. But here's something that's cool that I saw that these Mind Scene guys did. It's called a blind spirit box session. What you do is you have one person go in whatever room is active. They put on a blindfold and they put this and they essentially put a spirit box on. They link it to their headphones so you know not everyone hears the spirit box going.
Putting you in the fucking paranormal sensory deprivation
chamber. Essentially, yeah. And so like you'll just repeat out loud whatever comes through the thing. So essentially, with how these, because I saw it on Mindseed, and what these guys would do is they'd have the other two guys go in different parts of the room, and they would like ask questions and things, or in other parts of the house or location, ask questions. And one guy was by himself in the dark, and so essentially, like whatever, and he would just say whatever the box said, and then they'd go back and they'd sync, like look at the questions that one of them asked. Does it sync up at the same time of like an answer that came out of the box? Like at one point, this guy was like, you know, did you like your dad? And then the voice box said he was a monster.
Dog
and stuff like that, like
stop it.
Dog, I don't need to be talking to ghosts about their relationship with their dad.
With their daddy, bro. Stop it.
Oh my god.
Like this is gonna become the game of like how far can we edge over to something that's gonna make me cry on camera.
The Zag banging up it like something strangling. I'll do it.
I'm gonna look like that girl at the end of Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Just mascara Snotty. All over.
So we heard the ghost in this basement is very active. If we make Christian take off all his clothes and we waterboard him and then beat him and blindfold him, that maybe we'll get a ghost answer.
Oof.
Like I don't wanna know. If that's what we need to do, hey, let the pros handle that.
Let the bros handle that. Let Mindseed handle that.
Yeah, just, you know, look forward to more ghost hunts coming out. We're definitely going to make more, as many as we can. You know, hopefully not just, like, overproduce schlock. But, I mean, if we find a good site, you know, we're all feeling good about the hunt, we're going to fucking make a video for it.
Yeah, and if not, you know where to find us. We'll always broadcast where we're going to be at. So if we go missing, you know where to send the authorities.
Uh-huh. I mean, like, you know, I have a dead man switch set up that, like, releases my will in a Word document and, like...
Word document. Using the fucking Comic Sans.
So, yeah, just look forward to more ghosts. And I guess, you know, that's my closing thoughts for this episode.
If you have a hot location, you know...
I have, like, about give us some 10 or 4 or 5.
Hit us up with locations. If you have a location, if you have a haunted house... And you want to meet your favorite YouTubers, Mad Tower Radio, we will come to your house. I will come to your house.
No, I will not come to your house.
Dan and I will come to your house.
You got...
This is how you get, like,
get docked.
Abducted. You got shadow people. This is how
you get 20 field Cloverfield Lane.
Man, I'm on my way.
No.
Okay.
This dude's going to be like, yeah, my basement's haunted. And we're going to get deadbolted in and eat each other.
Hey. It'd make a pretty sick video, though.
And, I'm not coming to your house.
All just tell him, hey, man, I know you're about to kill us, but send this footage out. It'll be good for the channel.
Please, just upload this. All right, everybody. Well, you know, that's been Mad Tower Radio for this week. We'll be right back at it again next week with the regular ghost ghouls, goblins, you name it. We just wanted to take this episode to kind of tell you about the ghost hunt. And, you know, check back in and apologize for being so late and silent over the holidays. Blah, 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 blah. You get the deal. Mad Tower Radio is back, and we're not going anywhere, baby.
Yeah. Christmas is canceled.
Yeah. All right, well, this is Mad Tower Radio. Ending transmission.
A frequency beyond space and time.
Unspeakable knowledge. It is Mad Tower Radio.